Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Welcome aboard, and you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. Cosmic philosopher, and I am Tim Aldred. And yes, this is another edition, and it is an opportunity to be here because I have realized life is good right now. And it is the quality of life that matters. And the purpose that civilization serves is the most important. And therefore, I don't have anything else to say besides talking about that purpose for civilization. And it's why I am the person that I experience myself to be. I think everything that is useful rests upon civilization, because there was a time on this planet when there was no civilization as we know it. If we take life something as something different, it's going to go wrong. If you know why so many societies has fallen into uncivilized darkness, it would be good if we know. But how many of us know that? It is so that different beings or different animals, as you notice, have a head. There's a brain in that head. And you know, sometimes I see some microscopic creatures crawling on the ground, and it's like I have to look good to recognize, identify them. Because I wonder, you know, that little molecule that I'm looking at, how can it be a something that walks? You know what I mean? So, remember, let's go back and put the template on time and think there was a time no creature at all existed as far as I am aware. And as time goes by, there came. Creatures. Until it is recorded that primates came in the form of humans. Primate humankind walking upright. Right? Walking upright. Which means it's not like primates that is fashioned to walk on four legs, as it were, front and hind legs. And therefore, what happened? Quite a few million years went by. Just look and think and perceive what I'm saying. And there is no other way that I can narrate this. I can't put in and I can't take out. It is what the record shows of the account of living things. So clearly, the history of the earth is something that shows, well, there was a time when there's no creature. Until there is account of creature. Whether creature existed before that time, it's not what the record to us. A further historic record that not privy to us, well, I don't know, because the earth was in a collision. And you can look at the surface of the earth, and you can see that extensive damage this planet experience, a disaster, and gain an orbit of its own. just like in the case of the asteroid belt, all right? Yes. Asteroid belt, my friend. It's called the Hammered Bracelet, where the orbit of debris are still there because something happened. And Earth become or put in this space to be like the seventh planet, right? If you're coming toward the Earth, not when you're going out, because when you're going out, I think we are about the third planet out, I think. I hope I remember that. I'm not so sure, but we are like about coming out from the sky. If you're coming from the sun, then we do. Just a second. Don't know if I'm going to find it. Okay. I might probably find it. Okay. Lucky enough, I am finding something here. And that is, here is the sun. Yeah. We have Mercury. Then we have Venus. Then we have Earth. Then we have Mars. And on this diagram, there is the asteroid belt right between Mars and Jupiter. You could see the road, like it says, it looked like a bracelet, right? They call it the hammered bracelet, because it was like a very serious accident or incident, whichever way it happened, but this planet was in a horrible, and this is what is left of it. And it's many, many billions of years. And what I'm saying to you is the beginning of humanity is very important. Now that we are able to have broad understanding of things, we know the difference between something and nothing. When there were no humans of any kind coming from, you know, behind us, whatever happened back then, we know that there were no civilized humans, right, in the past. To the extreme, there were no humans, no civilized humans. And what came first was uncivilized humans, the primates. That's what it is. If you know something else, I want to know. 347-850-1358. I do, because I am in a state of mind where I really need to know that. I really need to know that, because according to the history, there was no humans, and then there came humans, uncivilized humans. They are primates. And after that, a series of things happened where another set of human beings came about. And this gives us a knowledge of series of things begin to happen. And what happened after the primates evolution, it was 3.5 million years after that. Following behind them was another level of humanity, a species called Wise Sapien. Wise Sapien came forth. And the Wise Sapien has two subgroups. And from the subgroup came a hybrid. One of the subgroup became hybrid subgroup. And that's what get us to where we are now. We can't be confused about the much crossbreeding and the whole bunch of different tribes of people that spring up. We have to remain with simplicity, and that's keeping it to the species and the subgroup. If we know them, we have to keep the grouping of people to that simplicity. That's easy to understand, right? Well, there are a lot of people who make it into conception, and the conception did not materialize, so therefore they didn't get to come into this world like we do. So we are here. And we will deal with life for what we know it to be. It cannot be anything else, right? So that's what I am interested in. I'm interested in knowing what is the history of our existence. Because since a lot of people don't care about separating and making distinction between the uncivilized part of human existence and how civilization comes. So what I find is a big, big what I would call stories there. Let's call it stories. A whole lot of stories that blocks out the information on the distinction between the uncivilized
humans and the civilized human. A lot of story that corrupts the existence of both is a crisis that is unfortunate, that is no good. And as for me, I can't live the life I am given to feel okay with such type of a stories or writing that seeks to obliterate the civilized human horizon and the emerging of civilization. That must not be corrupted at all. Why should it be corrupted? To please who? Well, we can't use a little bit of civil knowledge to destroy the whole of the history that we are to know. I don't join that. Not joining that. And I think the things that must perish first is evil interests and the kind of attitude that adopts the creation of destroying the truth. That must not happen. Do nothing, take sides or encourage any effort to destroy the truth of uncivilized humans and civilized humans. If you have delight in that, go somewhere else with it, some other planet or something like that. But Earth and the value of the things that are placed in Earth for civilization. Because how many other planets can you go to and find the atmosphere livable like Earth? I don't know of it. I do not know of it. And so, therefore, I tell you what, since I have given up myself to the understanding of civilization, you know, there is much that I concern with. And I don't think I should accept any effort to destroy civilization in no kind of way. Because we should serve the purpose, the civilized purpose, and seek to destroy uncivilized efforts to use civilization to advance uncivilized existence. Doesn't make any sense in my thinking. Now, do you think it makes sense? Let's say something get to worth nothing, that worth something, and other things that worth nothing is used as valuing everything or much. All right? So, it's time to drive the armor in through, to the nail. Send the armor to the nail penetrate the wood. Because it doesn't make any sense to destroy civilization. And that's what is happening. So, my friends, I want to thank you for tuning again into the program. Black Talk Radio Network. Cosmic Philosopher. And I am Tim Aldred. And I would like to get into the issue of Elohim civilization brought fate and destiny to Earth. Hominid gaze have none. Naturally, ape hominids have no civilization fate or destiny, but are perishing foil. Thing about foil, right? Perishing foil is making distinction between two things, to anybody, to any contrasting thing. When you have a foil, like somebody is making an effort to raise the bar of energy or value for one object over another, right? So the foil that we have here is the difference between history and the Bible. Now, now, if I try to elevate the value of history, when I say elevate the value of history, in the context that if you are working towards the progress of something, that thing has everything, why? It should be elevated because it possesses that value. So that is positive all around. But what happens if I begin to elevate the existence of a thing, a person or so, that is evil. No good. No good whatsoever. So the foil that we have here going on is the difference between civilization and uncivilized existence of anything. What I see, therefore, as a foil is the church that is used to elevate a de anadamani bogus law on the people who dedicate themselves to do that are foil. You see, because they are elevating all of the things they put into the framework of Christianity. Christianity is bogus. Christianity is sodomite. Christianity is a false concept that is used in the place of positive existence. And who are the ones behind the falsehood of Christianity? It's the white people. Where white people come from? History tells us. And it tells us that they, in and of themselves, are of parent ancestors, that is hominid. That's where white people come from. Whether or not you want to accept it would mean whether you have grounds for not accepting it. Now, if anybody think that the African ethnic people are down and cannot get up, that's not true. You can say we are down for real. But don't say we are unable to get up, because we are up right now. Right now. And who think that they have like kicked us into the ground and we can't get up, they better listen out right now. Because who are the positive people on earth? It's us. And if we were not created, the white people would not be here, period. Okay? And you want to bet me? You want to bet me on what I'm saying? You don't have to bet me. Just put a different kind of a value or energy on the line to prove who is right and who is wrong. The amount of lies I see being written, piling up false claim about white people existence, it's abominable. First of all, if you're a homosexual, don't even bother saying anything about what I'm saying. Because you should know that you don't have any legitimate thing to say for your existence. Okay? I'll just tell you right off that you know, and don't waste your time, white people come from hominid, primates. That's the world history textbook. So no matter what you have out there floating around in the world, you going to have, you know, you're not going to be successful in foiling up the world history textbook. As far as I know, that's what tells the truth, because it has academic consultant teacher reviewers that says it is all good history coming from way back in antiquity. World history textbook tells us the truth. What do you have, a Bible that has no form of academic consultant or teacher reviewers to say Adam and Eve was in a garden? That's a lie. Even though they pass it on to us to believe it, Marcus Garvey believed it, Dr. Martin Luther King believed it, Jesse Jackson believed it. Anywhere you hear this title, Reverend, you know, it's the foiling of civilization. Really? When you see the kinds of things that white people have done to the African people was not like the African people access any piece of land in Europe. The record is we left the ground of Africa and come out into the Western world at different places. And we develop the places. 100,000 years ago, we left Africa to come out here and do these things. When we exit to come into the outer world, something bad happened. It's the reason why the civilized world and the uncivilized world collide. And so far, it's like we are in a situation to fix this problem. It's not that it cannot be fixed. It's in a position to be fixed. But the obstacles will have to be taken out of the way. White people think that they are the only one that's in the world. That's what they think. But they don't want to talk about how they become Cro-Magnon. They don't want to talk about that. But they want to talk about how they are mighty and how they are all kind of stuff. But before you become an adult, you were a baby. You know what I mean? And there is no way that you can take the links out of your distance between being a toddler on young adult. You're not going to make, you cannot do that. Right? So, the fact is, white people come from a species. Name? Hominid. That's where you come from. Okay? And you left Africa and go up into Europe. All right? How did you... You couldn't do nothing but make stone tools and light a fire. 3.5 million years, no speech whatsoever. That's what the world history textbook say. You ain't going to come with nothing else that anybody writes and trying to usurp world history. Because those things are not sitting up on the shelf at universities. The world history textbook does. Don't bring them kind of foolishness here. Okay? You're a sodomite. You are a sodomite. That's it. Okay? The Bible don't carry any uncertified thing of existence into the civilized world. It just don't happen. Okay? When I see that the civilized world brought every single thing to flourish on earth. Kingship. Okay? Kingship government that rule the world for so many thousands of years. This generation hardly know anything about kingship. But you can read that 400 years ago, or a little more, the white people came to America and began to use all kind of weapons
And a lot of lethal things to kill the African civilized hybrid people. And when I see what we are subject to, Africa sell us into slavery to these white people. But they sell us out to these white people long after these white people crossbreed our people 100,000 years ago. And it's way down the line after these people are talking and turn a culture of sodomite talking culture. After all that happened, Africa sold us out to these white people. After they learn to talk and turn all the criminal that they can turn, this is what happened. All right? So here we are, whatever happened in this interbreeding miscegenation stuff 100,000 years ago, there's a remnant of us left that will uphold and regard the history of our origin, because it is one to rejoice about. A de anadamani system now that is here and block kingship government, well, that's a problem. That is the problem. The difference between civilization and the uncivilized part of humanity. Okay, so they're going to up all kind of stuff. They didn't do it when they were mute for 3.5 million years. No. They didn't do anything but one thing, and that is making stone tools and light a fire. So it is not difficult for us to resolve the problem in the world. And where we are right now in time, we are at the time right now when civilization is strangling white people. They are being strangled by the force of the intangible and the tangible. That force is killing white people because they feel okay to say they have a government, AD Anadamani, and that's ruling the world, but not in the eye or eyes of people who are awake from the darkness that these folks brought and create a problem for the African people. So over all this time, where we are is to watch white people destroy themselves. Because this is what is happening. You go back almost 2,000 years ago. These people are fighting World War One, World War Two, and looking for World War Three, maybe. While now, a big long list, of millions of people that these sodomite hominid killed. And I don't know for you, but do you get an impression that these white people just have an attitude that they are going to, you know, just wipe out all of the African people who don't belong to nothing? Do you understand that's their attitude? Because all the killing that they killed to us and this big long millions of killings that they have done.
You don't hear nobody say anything like, that was awful to happen. No, you shut up about it. And you go to Jamaica, where they own everything in Jamaica. And every place else where you go to Africa, they own Africa too, don't you see? You see what I mean? Africans don't care too much about talking to, because these white people are set such a divide, apartheid against the very same cultural people. They write a Bible and say Jesus was going to separate us one from the other. And that's what they have done. And we don't see it. And the reason why we don't see it, you probably don't know. It is because of the fall of our species. 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago. And we don't know what happened. We only look and see what is going on now and think it's just a natural thing to see nations of African people don't know each other. Right? I tell you what, the gods are great. They are great. And they are problem solvers. They are. I am glad that I come to know something about a history that these white people have sought so arduously to hide from us. Okay? The fact that they are adjusting themselves to look like African people in many different ways. They want to get rid of us completely. You see? But it is not an easy thing for them to do. You see? They are too stupid. It is a part of their uncivilized nature. They think they are very wise. And of course, they are very wise in a certain context. Yeah. You cannot deny that. There's no reason to deny that. But the fact is, they are not civilized. Not like they think they are. You see what I mean? White people think that they are the smartest people on the earth, and because they are into these technologies and all different kind of things, they think that, you know, they are the ones. And what they talk is like they complete knowledge and there's nothing beyond them. It's a lie. Why did they get shot down from Mars, Phobos 2? Why? And when you read into history, you read about who is in control of Mars. There's a way station there. It's not these white people use it. No, it's the gods, the Elohim, the people who are in charge of Earth. The Elohim, the immortal gods. It's them. And we are a fool, so much a fool that we don't see the things that the gods do on earth. But we are looking what these sodomite white people who turn Cro-Magnon, the kind of stuff that they are doing. They don't make the thunder roll. They don't make the clouds to form. But yet still, they are the ones that is in control of us. It's a boogie. Okay? That's what these white people are. And we are afraid of, you know, confronting them. in argument. We have superior power over these people, but not at the rate that we are, you know, they have put us into their basement. We have to get out of the basement where they put us and begin to read and identify, you know, who the gods really are, because they brought civilization. They didn't bring sodomy. No, they didn't bring no sodomy. But these sodomite white people want to convince us that we must accept them, sodomite, who history denounced. They have no record of participating into the development of urban big civilization establishment. They were not around when those began in Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. Read the history and you don't find them in there. Read the history and you will find that these white people today, going back 100,000 years ago, were not wearing fabric as clothes, because that was only known to civilized people. Don't be joking about this, okay? Because the only thing that is going to light them afire is the truth of what I am saying. Read and you will know that the African hybrid people, the Indians, like the Pequot and others in America, was here 30,000 years or so before they came here, like 400 years plus ago. And they come and they say they want some wealth. Why do they want wealth from America? If they wanted wealth, go get some from Africa, not America. Why? How did they know that wealth is here? They could have come to Africa. They could have come to America, these white people, as hominid. They could have come to America, not just 30,000 years ago. But they could have come here, hundreds of thousands of years before we came into being. They could come here and be unhoning everything out here because the gods weren't here. So if they were civilized enough to make use of anything, they would have done it long before our time. So why is it they come behind us when we came to the, you know, like 30,000 years here is how much longer after we've been here. They come in 30,000 years and they come and invade now to take away what we have established over the past 30,000 years. And they are preaching a new world order to us on what the sodomite world order is supposed to be, full of World War I, World War II, World War, how many of them, you know? And why do you think there was in the 30s, a fall economy? They call it depression. Why? It is clear that they didn't know how to run a government. Now, you think they know now how to run a government? Somebody would say, hell no. white people not running any government. You may say because, you know, they create some jobs and stuff like that. That's not all what government is about. It's about people and how you treat people. They don't come close nowhere at any time to run a government. Because number one, where did they learn government from? 3.5 million years ago. They don't know anything about government saving. They learn it from the God's civilization after they created mankind. Because the God's been in South Africa and all over the world, Egypt and several other spots. That they were establishing things. You go to Peru and all of these different places, and you see, even in Britain, all over the world, that the Elohim established their greatness. Now, why didn't these Sodomites go and approach the Elohim? No. No, they didn't. So now we need to look and see who these white people are and how they come to shit on us like we are nobody at all. You don't let them do that. Okay? And whatever be our liabilities, like financial liabilities, you don't look on it like they are doing you some favors. These are fucking us, white people, who are just half man, half human. And the half human that they are, that they become, is through breaking the law of the kingship. And behaving now. Because they managed to destroy the audible of our brain frequency. See, we can't rule anything now. Selassie couldn't rule as a king. Selassie was like anybody else today we know who claim that they're ruling. I have no sense. That's the way Selassie was. Dressed up and, you know, look like, you know, a king. He knew how to do that, but Selassie didn't know how to be a king because he grew up since 100,000 years ago, where these white people have, destroy the brain frequency of the African folks. And they didn't just do it to us, they do it to those left back behind. So these guys were about putting us to, you know, to take the back seat on the planet. That's what they plan on doing. That is after they carry out the interbreeding. Okay? So we don't know, and we don't know, and we don't care because we cannot care. Our brain don't allow us to care. Because as far as I am concerned, I grew up in the church. So I don't know these things growing up. I know them because later on in my adult life, I went to adult school and managed to read a little above the fourth grade level. Yeah. It's the reason why I know better. Well, there are a lot of people like me out there. What are they doing with themselves? I can't tell you about them. I cannot tell you about them. But if anybody will hear listen to me and see some sense in what I am saying, it's good for them. They have a stiff uphill to climb because these white folks here, sodomites, they don't care about anything. And any rivers to cross, they're ready to cross it. They are not aware of the greater force because so far they have not really faced up with the greater force. That, of course, they are going to face up with it because they would need much more of the truth that exists than what they are concerned with right now. They think the little stupid, foolish things that they do and think is good, you know, I mean, good stuff, you know, in a lot of ways, it's not that it's not good stuff, but finally, it won't work out to be good stuff at all because it was not done by heavenly order. You see what I mean? They are sodomites and they want to claim they're not sodomites, but they want to claim the world and power, saying, you know, get out of here with that. Get out of here with that. Because there is the laser power out there where they don't can control. When they go up there with a plane and you have volcanic ash way out there where the plane is flying, and the plane is not able to function by that dust. And you know, whatever be the condition of that dust, you know, they cannot control it. These faggot white people, they cannot control what the gods do. They don't, they think over the past few 2,000 years, they are having their way. They think they're going to just on like this forever. That's not true. Whenever the time comes, you see them right now, they the opportunity they have to like use the African money, do whatever they want on their own. They have these big, elegant money-making business. And look at the African people. Look at them. They have done so much harm. You know, everywhere you go, you see churches. What are these churches for? When did these churches come around? It's these sodomites create them. Why are they allowed to do it? For a reason. Because we must get up out of the dust from where we fall. Well, we must rise, and we are rising. And they will continue to fall because guess what? They take up what they were not supposed to. You see what I mean? Coming from how many? 3.5 million years, can't talk? And then forge themselves into able to talk? And then come after us, after that, and take control of everything. Can't you see? Yeah. Yeah. These sodomites. That's how mighty they think they are, and they done it at their own might, and they don't want to hear nothing about no gods. But go into the World History textbook and see, how did they learn these things that they know? And 3.5 million years ago, they couldn't. All right. Now, my friends, if you can beat what I'm saying, well, you know, all you have to do is just come in and into the studio, you know, the number. Just call me. 347-850-1358. Let's make a good shot of this. So I'm telling you, what the truth really is that Elohim brought civilization here. These faggot white people don't want to hear nothing about that. They have everything that's going on, and all we have to do to mess up what they have done, even though they kill us by the millions, yeah, and, you know, we go to church, to deacons, because he's like, there's nothing else but church. Jesus already come. Jesus never come, but you are see something and a belief that Jesus come already, right, and gone back to heaven. So much things to read, to know it's not true, and yet still you can't find out. Because what? Your brain is gone bad. And you are foiled up, you know, by the sodomite white people. That's it. You probably will never get to find out what happened to you. You only know that, oh, you don't have any government except white people government. White people don't have no government. I mean, in reality, they do not. In civilized law, white people have no government whatsoever. And you can sit here and, you know, and shake your head. That's not going to do you no good. What is going to do you good is to know if what I'm saying is true. Alienable rights. Who give you inalienable rights in America today? You don't have, African people have no inalienable rights. The Chinese, they are pretty much better off. Because I don't see them bungle up with some of the other of us ethnic people. You know, they are doing well over there by themselves. You see? They have something to teach us, you know, because these sodomites go after them as well. They go after like every one of us because they intend to rule all of us. And if we allow them, they will. You see what I mean? But it appears like the Chinese and the Indian are the cleaner and the more progressive. And there are other of our ethnic groups. If the Arabs did not become Muslims, they would be fine. But see where they are. The white sodomite European, they are smarter in a way. Right, because they managed to spread their ideologies and divide all of us from each other. You see what I mean? So we would have to do something far beyond them and keep them away from us. Let's say, let us teach each other how to live. You don't see none of that. All of us are pit against each other to the highest level, so that whatever little regard we have for each other is don't worth anything. It don't worth much of anything. You see what I mean? So when people of the same blood, same ethnic blood, hybrid blood, don't know each other, don't support each other, this is what happened with somebody from outside of our blood come in and contaminate us with freedom blood and begin to say they belong to our species. Oh, gosh. Look, We are in the worst shape, but I am persuaded that just as how they're reading the Bible and exalt God, oh, God can do some mighty things. Well, they're talking about how the real thing works. When I'm having a Bible and, oh, God can bring people out of bad, bad situations and stuff like that. That's not where to look for that kind of an example. Look to our historic information. And you will find out that they are not in good, in any good position at all. Look at what is going on with them right now. A lot of mental problem with our people because of this RHESUS blood that they put inside of us. Why we can't rule ourselves anymore? And they come and say them a rule. And it is no rule whatsoever because they strip all of us of our inalienable rights. We don't know about our creation. We are in a Bible sweating, reading scriptures that they write about talking serpent, and we don't know nothing about those things, but we believe them. We're far, far astray. However, the gods are able to take us, to rise us up, because there is a remnant of us that care about the gods. The Elohim that we read about in the Bible. Yes, that's right. We need to understand what the Bible is saying about Elohim, because right now we don't understand it. We couldn't understand Elohim and go to Christian church. This is a sodomite kind of a thinking. We need to get over that. And a government that we are covered under don't vote. These sodomites build up a democracy voting system. That's not ours. They come with them sick mad self in Palestine and write all kind of jackass nonsense. Caesar Augustus talk about we should be taxed and all that kind of stuff. We turn around and believe Caesar Augustus and King Herod believe their story about Jesus. Why did we do that? When we see, we come to the Western world and they follow us and come and tell us that they have AD and Adam and Jesus was born. And we swallow all of that. That's how crazy we are. I am saying, why am I talking about this right now? I'm talking about this right now because not that anybody is going to love me and like me, but is that the truth must be known and must not be resisted. You see what I mean? These people with all of their business and wealth that they have achieved, oh my God, no, you know, it's like they are far beyond us. And when the truth is really what is going to knock them down, right? Because they did not maintain that they are sodomites and were mute and stuff like that. They're pretending like they were civilized all along. And that's where these white people make a big mistake, trying to look like African people, trying to look like they are civilized, and they were never, ever a civilized people. And whatever they have been through that they are talking, that doesn't bring them up to civilization standards. And they can talk about and trying to shift us around and shift us out of place and take over our species and talk about they are sapien, homo sapien. They are homo, but not sapien. You hear what I say? White people are homo, but not sapien. You don't follow their bogus homosexual writing. Okay? because that's what they do, and shifting us out of place. Don't let them do that. Okay? You don't go to their church and all that. Get read and get to know, you know, your story, our story. That's what we're supposed to know. All right. Now, in any narrative, a foil is a character who contrasts with one another. Contrasts with another character. Typically, a character who contrasts with the protagonist in order to better highlight or differentiate certain qualities of the protagonist. A foil is to a foil to the protagonist may also be the protagonist of the plot. For example, the Puritan massacres of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God. This is what we are up against. Captain John Mason declared, God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Other devastating assault on these ways of native hybrid people's life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious governmental and kingship system. Kingship systems, the often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. They destroy the near extinction of the buffalo. They almost caused that too. All hybrid ethnic native people must read their prehistory to receive the right knowledge of us, about us, origin, when us are affected by the modern ape hominid white people, us become foil, doomed, and often never become restored. When us have civilization knowledge, you are equipped with the eye discernment that instantly make you to know Europe is not hinged to Elohim, God's taxon, dear blood. They're not. You must abstain from the white Cro-Magnon rhesus blood time and their church. Get out from it. All right?
All right, my friends, let's have a little prelude, not prelude, but a little a little interlude, right? So let's hear some of this. Thank you. Tell it. Okay, my friend, thank you so far for listening. This is a world of corruption, and don't expect to hear anything but a right representation of it. I grew up in a church. I come to find out it is the white people them established the church. Now, how can I come up with this, whereas I grew up in a world of church? It's not easy for anybody to break this barrier down, because I haven't seen anybody try to tear this church, put this. I've never heard anybody speak against church, not to my recall. But why is it? Because the best of the people I know, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, Jesse Jackson, and all these kind of people, Farrakhan and all that, I haven't really seen anybody rise up and said the church is an evil thing. When I said the Bible is the worst book, people think I'm crazy. But
Look.
No, if you are to face the fact of what we know to be civilization, if we know what is civilization, you are able to tell. But you cannot know what is civilization, and you cannot tell when did civilization came on earth. If you can't tell what is the difference between BC and AD calendar, then you're confused. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, how much money you're making, it doesn't do anything for civilization. You can have as much money you want. You know, any kind of thing that you want to buy. But to understand civilization, you really have to know the history. You have to know the history that deal with it. Understand what is real education. Civilized education. You got to understand that. Because I grew up and see people working and working in industries that manufacture, build, you know, expensive things that people use in the world. Sorry. However, I don't hear anybody talk about the reason why the world is in the shape it's in, except that they say it's the devil. What devil they're talking about? Check it out now, as I am reading and finding. Nobody so far know anything who is the devil. You know, I mean, people think a devil was cast down from earth. That's far from the truth. People think the God in the Bible, he and his son create heaven and earth. None of that is true. None is true. You see what I mean? What I'm saying to you, I didn't know, let's say like in my, you know, when I like about between 18 and 22, I didn't know anything about that anything that is contrary to biblical teaching. I didn't know anything. You know, I was struggling with my thoughts and things like that, but there was no place to go. I couldn't go outside of believing in the God of the Bible because there was no other avenue of knowledge for me to like think about it. It would take many more years, like until I am 60, like into my 60s, when I begin to think and discern and see things different by the words I'm reading. Okay, so if somebody wants to change my view right now, I sit down and talk about that. I would love for anybody to sit down and talk to me about how I think and how I arrive, you see, at the decisions or convictions that I now have. It's a pleasure to talk to anybody about it, because you're going to run into the wall where you are facing civilized information. You must put them together. You can't, you know, how are you going to tell me, for example, that time of the BC era, how long was it? When did it begin? You're going to need to, I mean, in order for you to come out with a smart claim for your knowledge, you will have to be able to tell some things that you must. Otherwise, you won't be able to claim that you're smart or that you really know about the world of human existence. You know, you really have to know certain calendaral before you can say you know about human existence. Because you're going to run into time. Right? You're going to run into answers for Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, urban civilization. You're going to have to talk about what world order are we in. Now, let me tell you a little more of what we will have to give account for. You have to give account for this, the time and the parent species that we come from. You're going to have to know that. If you don't know that, don't bother to like aggravate yourself. Because it's the World History textbook I'm talking about that tells us about the beginning of humanity, right? And in this World History textbook, you may find that a little, it is not fully, it has not fully recorded civilization with the World History textbook. You got to go to history. You got to go into prehistory that talks about the flood. You see what I mean? Because civilization came before the flood. How did it come? You see what I mean? And it is a simple thing to get the history book and read and read it and know it, because the history is made known to us, you know, coming back from 6,000 years ago with the Sumerians spreading human civilization, right? In Mesopotamia. Right? That was the first civilization that sprang up. You don't see anything about Europe into that. There's no white people in there. So if you don't have white people are recorded with other civilized people, then how could they be civilized? They're not. So you're going to have to get your knowledge from someplace else that is telling you the real story about white people. All right, this is where civilization begins. From a book that is called When Time Began, Zachariah Sitchin. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind, first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under this guidance, under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. Telling it like it is, man. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this meticulous, in this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. And you need not to doubt this, because this is perfect history, certified history, and not like what the Bible is void of. The Bible don't have no certified history. It's not a joke. So it's deception that gets us into the Bible and the belief into the characters. It is all something that, you know, turn us into lunatic like we are here today. After the interbreeding, we get the Bible, and the Bible just, you know, continue to worsen our mental condition. Because the more you believe those things in the Bible, is the worse your brain become. And although you are some useful, but you are not, I mean, spiritually useful, because you believe in nonsense. But Adam and Eve are doing it. You think it's African people doing it? No, it's not them. It's not us. It's them creating a world and making us think, oh, they have control over this world because they have a Bible talking about a God. Anytime we learn that these things are not true, these white people will run away from us. You mark what I say. My friends, I want to tell you that when you read this World History textbook, it is very helpful, okay? And one of the things why it is helpful, it is not telling us everything, but you know what? It will almost get you there. Yes, the World History textbook will almost get you there, this edition that I have. Okay, now, the world is civilized by the gods, and then they created the hybrid human beings, right? After they've been here and doing a lot of things. All right, after they created us, you read even in the Bible where they put it that the gods were mating with the children of men. It didn't say they were mating with sodomites. It didn't say that. When you think that these white people are talking to you about civilization, no, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about sodomy and using civilized means to make it seem like it's one and the same thing. And want to, you know, Christianity is forcing everybody to be sodomites. You see what I mean? It's just now that a lot of people don't want to hear nothing about no sodomy. These white people are cunning. They will even say, you know, sodomy is not a good thing. Sometimes, through one side of their mouth and through the other side is a different thing, they said. But they just abide their time until they pull us in much, much more closer to sodomy because of Christianity. That's what Christianity is introducing us to, sodomy. Okay? Now, according to this World History textbook, I have enough reading to know what I'm saying is true. So, but what I want to tell you is that we African people are in a time when we come to what is called okay, I'm going to tell you exactly now what I'm talking about. Since Mesopotamia established the urban civilization, since that was established, from right, remember, we're going from the end of the Neolithic age, and it tells you how the Bronze Age come about and things like that, and how city was set up, government was set up, role of religion was taught. These things were taught on some lesser level, like the rise of cities, and the civilization at large, right? And you talk about the lower level of life, economic life. The lower level was at the end of the Neolithic age, right? Until we come to the river valley of Mesopotamia now, where the big urban civilization began, and it began with Mesopotamia, right? So it begins to spread, civilization is spread, and it tells you that in general terms, the culture of a people is the way of life that they follow. As we have seen early human beings formed small groups, develop a simple culture. If you notice, this has nothing to do with Europeans when you talk about humans. This book is talking, universally about one set of blood, ethnic people. Okay, so just don't get any notion that you are talking about white people and African people. No. If you read this, you will see and hear what you talked about human being. The context does not include white people. They are sodomites, and we and them are separated just for the fact they are sodomites. Interbreeding with us. That's what makes us fall. What you read in the Bible about fall, in the fall of man, that's what you're talking about. There is no other fall of us African people but that. So you're kidding yourself. We are at a time now where we are under the emergence of big civilization coming from under the life where we live in little cottages or something like that, what they call it, villages. We came out from that level of, economic life and being put into hybrid, into urban civilization. That's where we are put, and that's where we're supposed to be. But Africa give it to these white sodomite, white people who just learned to talk the other day. So now we are in a new social structure. That's what is created. They come sell us as slave and make us all kind of things. You see what I mean? When the world is a textbook is telling us, you people are the civilized people, not these Europeans that up there 1.5 million years ago and come out now, when we are leaving Africa, 100,000 years, that's when they attack our people and they fall, and that's where we fall into evil. Our people fall into evil there. Of sex, and, it's like, it's not fully known how the whole thing happened, but it happened. And these white people are writing a Bible and they talk about the fall of man. These white people know why they are following us everywhere we go. They know why. You hear me? They know why. But little by little, the story is unfolding. All right. The talking serpent are these faggot white people there. Are them. Why them build up all of the churches and feel sure that that they are here for good? But they did say at first when them come in America, say some wealth them want. You think them wanted wealth? No, they were far beyond just wanting some wealth. You hear me? Imperial colonialism. What they bring that for and what they do with it. They have a plan what they're going to do with us. They know so our brain is gone. They give us the bad thing in our head that they can make Africa run away from administrating kingship government. So, my friends, this is what I want to tell you. These people don't think nothing about us because they think our brain is done gone. You don't see it. So they are able to tell us in 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property. And as such, they had no claim to freedom. This is what these people, we, the hybrid people who are in history, they are not a civilized people, but they can turn it around like this. The fact is, we will have to open our eye and know what the truth is. Instead of going to church and being baptized in Jesus' name, because that's not a real story. All right. Now, these people, all they know, they are notable for is killing us, the Chinese, the Indians, and every one of us as hybrid people. That's what they told. And they have written about it. You know, we are so substandard that these people write everything they do to us, and we it's like we just go to church and praise Jesus. Serious stuff. Very, very serious stuff. Why they keep on cutting my mic when I'm talking and stuff like that. Their time is up. Their time is up. Twitter is another institution that is criminal and evil because they have my tweet over there over three years now. You don't hold up, you know, a member tweet all that long and don't resolve it, right? But that is a turning point when they fail address that appeal on the appeal on that tweet, because it has to do with saying that Pope need to get out of our jurisdiction. That Pope need to get out. Okay? And the Bible with Abraham and God, they need to get Christianity out. Okay? And they can't find any way. Because you bet they have been trying all of their people to come up with an answer for my tweet, and they can't because they know what explosive stuff it is. They're trying to like maybe let me die and go away and they forget about it. But that's the only tweet I know they fail to answer. You see? Because they want to stay here and use their sodomite magnet power or something like that to keep us in the dark. But the gods is not going to allow that. Not going to allow that. They're going to go to ruin. And the remnant of us will be accepted by the gods. Because it become a circumstantial thing. Now, we inherit these things from our ancestors. You see what I mean? So, we just need to arise. Wake up. And salute the truth. All right. So, I don't know. The last few shows came out all right. Right? And I'm glad for that. However, I decide, you know, anytime they do it, I am I am registering the show. That's what they did, right? It is on their record that they have done it. So it will not be forgotten. It will not be forgotten. They may think that they're getting away from it now, but they're not going to get away from ever. They're not going to get away from it forever. All right? So I'm doing what I must do. That's right. And that is speak the truth. Let civilization reign. Okay? And what they think they are getting away with. Now, they're only talking about the problem they are having with themselves. You see what I mean? Because they killed so many of us already. And it is only a memory now. You see? Because I don't think they hope to get back to the point where they were doing those things, because this is the house of Aquarius. Okay? Things that they were able to do before, we passed those levels, those stages. And civilization is coming down on them like a frost. Okay? And they're going to start feeling the frost bite. Okay? They can't stand that they were okay. They're going to find out that, no, it's the other way around. They are rather knocked out. And we still didn't get to the point where we stand up and fight them. Not even psychologically, we don't even fight them. The little argument that our people talk about, they were not talking about the real issue at all. They didn't touch the history and what authority we have. That's why the Indians, they got knocked out of America. They were not supposed to be defeated, but they're defeated because they all gone crazy and talking nonsense. You have to come pure. You have to come right. In your heart, you must be right. You know, even if you have contrary ignorant ways, but your mind must be pure and clean, and you must be leaning on the Creator, the Elohim God. I want to read to you a little of Michael Tellinger, link of the science research. He and a number of scientists, along with Joanne Henney, they do this research in South Africa, and it is a very vital information for everybody to know. And I keep on trying to get the word out that people get this link. I have the link. And call me at any time on the show and let me know you want to have that link. And let us arrange for you to get this link from me. Okay? One thing you can do is write to me on my webpage. It is www.timothyaldred.com. All right? T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. A as in apple, L-D-R-E-D, right? So www.timothyaldred.com. and I'm telling you, I will write you. I will send you this link. Okay? Because you're going to write me and send me your email. And I am going to write you back with a link. My friends, let me tell you how important this is. It's our existence that these white people don't want us to know. It's not just yesterday this happened. This is, you're talking about 100,000 years ago. Okay? But the history is history. That's loud and clear. You know what I mean? That's what we must. If you don't want no knowledge, you don't want to be a part of this inheritance, you know, well, you can go on and live your life and you think that, what the things out there in the world is what you need. Well, you know what? I need worldly things, but what must take preeminence over all of that is the knowledge about us, our existence, where we come from. You see what I mean? And when these guys come and talk about they're going to rule us over AD, it's because we're gone to naught. That's why they're doing it. Now, I'm here talking, and who do you think want to come here and argue with me about that? They're not touching that. They'll touch everything else. But they are not touching the important things. I'm talking about our existence, uncivilized, opposed to uncivilized. Nobody is going to touch that with me because they know they will fry. They know they will get they'll be fried, you know, immediately. They can't go away with it, my friends. That's what you want to be a part of, the truth. All right, so now I'm telling you about this Michael Tellinger findings that has been over there, and is as though nobody paying attention to this place. 150 miles inland in South Africa. Yeah, nobody not paying that place the most important place on planet Earth. Well, let's say, you know, I may not so sure about the most important place, but you know what? I have to say that based upon what I consider to be an imperative information that it behooves us to know it. There's nothing else eating and drinking like this. I mean, everybody's going to dead one day, right? So to know this information is like you living oblivious to the day when you were born. Like that day is not important. If you didn't born healthy and well, I mean, you know, if that is not, you know, a paramount information about you, then what else is? The day of your birth, if you didn't come to our right, you wouldn't be here, right? So you should cherish the day of your birth. Yeah. Well, to me, our existence is similar. We need to understand what brought about these immortal beings from Nibiru to come to Earth. And there is this story there that on their planet, remember, it was a planet that has been through, you know, I mean, many, many, many long times ago, into it's a collision. The Earth was involving that sever the country, the two planets. It severed Earth off the Nibiru planet. So the reason why we have this water, this ocean all around. It is because of that problem, which to us may not sound like it's something that makes sense, but that's the history of the cosmos. Okay? All right. So what I'm saying to you, Africa is more important than most of us know. Apart from just hearing it's a place that have gold. Yeah, gold is one of the assets of Africa. But there are other information about Africa that we are to know that make Africa very sacred. You see? And full of value that we shouldn't think small about Africa, right? So these immortal gods came to Earth 450,000 years ago, touched down into the Persian Gulf, and eventually go into what is called the Abzu in South Africa. And the first place that they established like a city is close to where they touched down in the Persian Gulf. And it's I'm trying to remember the name, Eridu, right? Eridu. It is Eridu. Very special place, Eridu. I'm telling you that things that we need to know to build up our soul in righteousness of the elegance that our earth represents and what Nibiru represents. We don't know, but the history is here to tell us. All right? So, civilization is not first by mankind. Are the lie that the white people is talking about, a spirit God creates us. That's why you must know that white people are just foil. They are foil. White people. They are not good in the sense of our cosmological value. White people are no good. Okay? Look at what they have done to our world. They don't have a sense of value about life. All right? I'm going to read this, and maybe I can read a little more of the amount of killing that they have done to us. Give you a few lines of that. Let's see if I read this to you now about Michael Challenger and the research in South Africa. An example of what you will see on Google Earth. This is what you will see on Google Earth at 25, 37, 40, 90, /30. 1747.41E(A). We are viewing the scene from an altitude of 357 meters. This is not a special location. Just one we picked at random within the previously described area. It shows artifacts that are everywhere, and we encourage you to search the area. This great internet technology, they may not be visible from ground level. Notice that there are many very long roads B that cannot group. That cannot group circular. That cannot group off the circular structure. If you zoom and follow these roads, they travel for many miles. The fact that we can see these structures is mainly because natural erosion has blown away the dirt and debris that has covered them for thousands of years. Thousands of years. Once exposed to the wind, the rocks are scoured. The rocks are scoured. Scoured clean and may appear deceptively new. But you look closely at what appears to be empty land. See, you will notice many faint circles indicating that even more dwellings lurk below the surface. In reality, the entire area is packed up of these structures. And connecting roads. Why has no one noticed these before? Question. How the site was dated? Once the ruins were examined, the researchers were anxious to place the lost civilization in a historical perspective. The rocks
the rocks were covered with a patina that looked very old, but there were no items sufficient to carbon 14 dating. It was then that a chance discovery revealed the age of the site and sent a chill down the spine of the archaeologist and historians. My friends, this is about what I bring to you today. Now, I want to tell you of some of the evil things these white people have done to us Africans, that we have lost our mind. Otherwise, we would have gotten these people out of here a long time, but we lay low. No Africa, no kingship. We don't have nothing but these white people. You know, I mean, pushing their sodomites, you know, fuckeries on us every day, every living day. Okay? But underneath what we are here today is a whole bunch of millions of killing that they do to us that we don't reflect any problem about it today. Here we are in their church. Go vote for them and all that, right? Because we think that, you know, 1220 AD, we think that is law for them to, they have a right to kill us and take away what we have. That's the way we are behaving. But listen to this. From this book, Continuing the Dead, Estimating the Loss of Life in the Indigenous Holocaust, 1492, present. David Michael Smith, University, Houston, downtown. All right? That's the title of this. Now, I want to take you down to... here's a little place there that should let you know to let you know that when I talk about kingship, it's not a joke. And here is a little excerpt that tells you about the Indians and what these white people did to our government kingship, right? You will know I'm not joking. Now, it goes on to say, other devastating assault on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government, make planes Indians to make plains Indians into cattle ranchers, and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship systems. The often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that African Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. All right, my friend. I want to take you down to chapter 13.
chapter 13. Let's see here. Moody's estimate of about 72,600 indigenous people living in Alaska in 1492 may have been very low. Estimate of only about 28,300 remaining there around 1900 is arguably fear is arguably fairly accurate if a multiplier 0.5 is applied to this decline of about 44,300, the total number of indigenous deaths in Alaska caused by colonialism since 1492 would appear to be about 110,750. You see that? In present day, Puerto Rico, the Taino, Arawak population numbered at least 20,000 in 1492, but was almost eliminated within a decade. Really? You hear that? So there is no need to employ a multiplier for this area. In some, it can be estimated that approximately 790,000 indigenous deaths occurred because of colonialism in Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico. So, you know, Puerto Rico, I don't know when they make it a state. I don't know. But I would imagine it was before this time. It has to be later on down when they start to accept African to vote that Puerto Rico become a part, a state of America. All right. The deaths of native people that have occurred in the U.S. since 1900 because of the legacy of the colonialism and contemporary institutionalized racism must also be counted. The total number of the indigenous deaths resulting from war, repression, and racist violence since 1900 may exceed may exceed 25,000. No, that's not right. 2,500. A far greater number of deaths have been caused by the harsh economic health conditions experienced by many indigenous people. The death of statistical information on indigenous births, death, and mortality for much of the 20th century makes it impossible to precisely estimate the total number of excess death. But an estimate of about 200,000 total indigenous deaths attributable to the legacy of colonialism and institutionalized racism since 900 may be conservative. In sum, for the entire present day United States from 1492 to the present, the total number of indigenous deaths includes the 12 million estimated by Thornton and additional approximation 790,000 deaths that occurred in Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico, and about 200,000 excess deaths in 1900. Thus, the indigenous Olicas in this century. Thus, the indigenous Olicas in this country appears to have taken around 13 million lives. Signally, this horrific number of deaths, only a very small portion of the numbing holocaust throughout the Western Hemisphere. When Thornton's estimated hemispheric population decline of 70 million is multiplied by 2.5, the total number indigenous deaths throughout the Western Hemisphere between 1492 to 1900 appears to be about 175 million. And the number of indigenous people, when have died in the hemisphere because of war, repression, racism, and harsh condition of life since 1900, sure runs into the millions. By any reckoning the indigenous Olikas in the Western Hemisphere was, as Stannard had pointed out, the worst human Olikas in the worst human Olikas the world had ever witnessed. No words or numbers can adequately convey the scale of the horror and tragedy involved in the greatest sustained loss of human life in history. Still, it seems to this researcher that understanding the scope and dimensions of the indigenous Olikas is an important first step towards collective political action, which addresses the needs, interests, and aspirations of indigenous people today, and which ensures that such a Holocaust will never happen again.
Really? Really, 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 really.
Come on, man.
Okay, so What?
What's up there? Mm-hmm.